and food for thought. Now, this is a true story. Near the first of 1996, Joe and Diana Patterson from Helen, Georgia, made plans to celebrate an anniversary by taking a cruise originating in Miami, Florida. Shortly after making arrangements for the cruise, their church made plans to enlarge the church plant. The pastor preached a sermon on sacrificing, on sacrificial giving. Diana was moved by the message and discussed with her husband, Joe, about canceling the anniversary celebration cruise and give the cruise money to the building fund of the church. Joe and Diana did just that and really felt good about the decision. This is not the end of the story. Months later, this couple realized that through making this sacrificial gift, it might have saved their lives if they had made the trip. They would have been returning to Atlanta on the value jet that crashed in the Everglades. Isn't God good? God spared them. You know, see, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God lead and guide us if we will let him, if we will hear him and obey him. Amen. Thank God for that couple that heard God and obeyed him. Amen. God doesn't make us obey, but he does. He deal with our hearts, doesn't he? And try to cause us to go the way he wants us to go. Amen. Thank God for the message this morning. We had a great service. Thank God, but let's take heed to what we heard. Now we're going to go back in Psalms 139, verse 7 and 8, talking about the attributes of God. Now, last week we talked about, let's read verses, Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8. Let's read those two verses to get started. Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8. Rashawn, you mind reading those two verses? All right. Yeah. All right. I see Brother Mike don't have it. He got the Bible there tonight. All right. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy, your grace, your peace, your joy, your strength. Thank you for your hand of deliverance, Lord. God, help us to trust you fully, love and obey you, and to continue in your word. Keep our minds stayed upon the move by thy spirit tonight. Just have your way, Lord. God, speak through these lips of clay. Let your divine will be done, God. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Hearts to contain and to be obedient in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we talked about last Sunday that God is omnipresent, which means he's everywhere at the same time. And then we say he's omniscient, which means he knows all things. All right? He knows all things, doesn't he? So let's look at Job chapter 23, verses 10 through 12. Job 23, verses 10 through 12. Listen to what Job said here. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is, he know all things. Chapter 23, verse 10 through 12. What does it say? What did Job say? No. Job 23. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen to what Job said. But he, in other words, what Job is saying, but he know the way I'm going to go. He know what I'm going to do. He knoweth the way that I take. All right. He didn't say if he'll try me. Job, we're going to be tried. Isn't that right? When he have tried me, we're going to be tested and tried. As Christians, Jesus said, all that live godly in Christ Jesus, what? Shall suffer persecution. We're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Why? Jesus was persecuted for righteousness' sake, wasn't he? Jesus was the Son of God. He was God with us. And they persecuted him without a cause. And we're living in the end. We're living in the last of the last days. And we need to make sure that our anchor holds and grip the solid rock. And because there's so many they're going in the wrong direction. The word of God said there is a way that seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof, what? Are the ways of death. Hallelujah. It's one way to God, isn't that right? And that's through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. And of course, people are teaching a lot of different ways. But it's not right. God's faithful. And God wants us to stand for truth. Amen. What did Job say? When he have tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now read the 12th verse. I've kept his commandments. I've done his will, but Job said, all right? Now listen at this. Now this is something we need to get a hold to. I have esteemed. In other words, I valued, right? I valued the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Isn't that something? And when we do that, we're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And we'll be filled. Look at John 4:32 and 34. Hallelujah. I've esteemed the words of thy mouth. In other words, God knows all things, doesn't he? He knows all things. And God have a plan for your life, for our life, for everybody's life. Everybody, God said he have a plan for our life, doesn't he? Amen. Now, we don't always, he wants us to follow the plan, but a lot of people get hard-headed. Don't they? They get hard-headed and stiff-necked and get in trouble. Every time we do that, we get in trouble. God knows what's right, doesn't he? And he will lead us and guide us and direct us. If we'll follow him, we'll be right. We'll be on top. But if we don't follow him, we'll be in trouble. All right. What does it say? Uh-huh. Amen. This is what Jesus said to him. You know, when he was at, what was he at? He was at the well. Right. Right. Amen. At that well. He met the woman of Samaria at this well. And his disciples had gone to town, you know, to get something to eat. And when they came back, they saw him talking to this woman of Samaria. And they said, Master, eat. He said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of the Father, what? And what, finish his work? My meat. In other words, what I have to do, I've got a work to do. My work, my meat, is to do the will of the Father and to finish his work. And Jesus finished his work, didn't he? Amen. He didn't leave one stone unturned. Hallelujah. He did the will of the Father. Thank God. And we need to follow him. Not at a distance, but closely. We need to follow God closely. Because he's calling us, and we're living. We're living at the end, and God wants us to win some souls. He does, doesn't he? I mean, people are on their way to hell. A lot of people are lost in our families and people we meet. And I heard Sister Shirley say, how she's witnessing to people. Good. God wants us to witness to people, doesn't he? He does. Has God give us the opportunity? He wants us to be a witness. Isn't that right? Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, what? And glorify the Father which is in heaven. Let our light shine first, and then we can witness, can't we? We have a chance to witness. If we live in a life, we need to live a holy life. Amen. Amen. Because people want to see. People are looking for something today and time. But a lot of people don't want to hear about Jesus. It's sad. A lot of them don't want to hear about Jesus. But it's our job to tell them. First, live a life, a holy life. Amen. And then, when we get opportunity, speak for the Lord. Amen. Giving people a chance to get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. All right. God knows all things, doesn't he? Look at Jeremiah chapter 1. Begin at verse 5. God knows all things. And here God talking to his prophet Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1:5. Thank God. Well, what did the Lord say to Jeremiah? Before I formed thee in the womb, right? I knew thee. Read it. Before I formed thee in the belly. I knew you before I formed thee. This is only God. This can only be God. Before I formed you in the belly or in the womb, I knew thee. All right? Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. Stop right there. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. Set you apart. Sanctified thee and did what? Made you a prophet? Read. Unto the nation, right? I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I set you apart. Hallelujah. Made you a prophet unto the nations. Had a work to do. Hallelujah. God knows all things. All right. A prophet unto the nation. And Brother Jeremiah said he tried to get out of it, didn't he? He tried to get out of that. No, no, no. But God didn't let him get. What did Jeremiah say? I'm a child. Uh-huh. I can't speak. I'm a child. I can't speak. Oh, hallelujah. But God didn't let him get away. See, when God's got a work for us to do, God will make the way, won't it? If we'll let him, but we have to yield to him. We have to yield to him. Isn't that right? Because Saul of Tarsus had to knock him down, man. Chapter 1. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. I ordained thee and made you a prophet unto the nation. Read.
But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child.
Don't tell me you're a child. You're going to go to all our sin. I'm going to send you some places, Jeremiah. And God did. Jeremiah was that weeping prophet, wasn't he? Why did Jeremiah weep so? Because he saw the condition of God's people. It broke his heart. He prophesied to God's people, and they wouldn't hear him. On one occasion, they put him in a dungeon. Put him down in that mud, and he sunk down in the mire. But God had mercy upon him. Wasn't it time to die then? God got him out of there. God sent a man and went to the king. And they got him out of that dungeon. But it was for speaking the truth. Speaking the word of the Lord. You speak truth, a lot of people are going to hate you. Amen. Isn't that right? Everybody's not going to love you when you speak truth. If you hallelujah. Amen. Jesus being that perfect example. My God. On one occasion when Jesus spoke the word of God, they took him out to the brow of a hill. Going to throw him down headlong is what they intended to do. But what did he do? Passed right through the midst of them and went his way. Isn't that right? See, God is good. God is able. God is faithful. Amen. So we're living at the end. And people love pleasure more than lovers of God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And the Bible speaks of this. They love pleasure more than the lovers of God. But listen to this now. They would have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So from such, turn away. Turn away from them. Amen. We give them the truth and we have to go on. You know, you can't make people get saved. We wish we could. Like Pastor Miller said, he wish he could take a big what, hypodermic needle, big needle. Hallelujah. And just shoot this in some of us. Hallelujah. You know, he can't do it. So, hallelujah. But thank God for our pastor. A man of God that is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He tell it like it is and living a holy life. That's the main thing, isn't it? Hallelujah. And he really got a good sense of humor. I thank God for that. I do that. I thank God for that sense of humor. I mean, I need more. I need to probably lighten up some, don't I? At times. But God is good. God is good. God is good. He's great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Well, that song says, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. But beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, what? On the side of the north, the city of the great king. Amen. We're talking about God tonight.
Amen,
he's our Father. Yeah. Only true God, isn't that right? And he's our Father. And the Bible says he's a father to the fatherless.
Amen.
And hallelujah. And a judge to the widows. See, God doesn't leave nobody out. Praise God. We have a mighty God tonight. Let's worship him. Let's serve him. Let's honor him. Let's obey him. So God did use Jeremiah, didn't he? All right, then we're going to the book of Galatians about the Apostle Paul here now. Galatians 1:13. The Apostle Paul was a Hebrew of the Hebrew. He circumcised the eighth day. He had a lot of credentials, didn't he? He had a lot of credentials. But these things didn't please God. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 1:13. Will you read that? Yes, ma'am. Galatians. Chapter 1, verse 13. Hallelujah. Now, Apostle Paul, listen to what Paul said to us, Galatians. You've heard of my conversation in time past. How that in the Jews' religion, read.
How much beyond measure
I persecute the church of God. And what wasted it, right? See, Apostle Paul persecuted God's people. But he did it ignorantly and unbelief, didn't he? See, he thought he was right. But he was just as wrong as he could be. And God has to let him know that.
Amen.
See, God knows what it takes for each one of us, doesn't it?
Yes.
For Saul, it took him knocking him down, shining that bright light. Jesus, the light of God, shined upon him, knocked him down. And God talked to him, didn't he? And told him what he wanted him to do. Saul didn't know the Lord, but he knew it was a higher power. He said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? He knew it was a great God. And the Lord told him what to do, and he did it. So read, brother. Let's.
Prophet?
Uh-huh. Yes, I did. That's what he did, because he was zealous. He was zealous in Judaism. Read. See, he was exceedingly zealous of the tradition of his father, and he carried that out, didn't he? Even against God's people. He thought he was going to get rid of the church. Fighting against God. He wasn't fighting against man. Isn't that right? When you're fighting against Christian people, you're fighting against God. Isn't that right? A lot of people don't realize that. Didn't know it back then. Didn't know it then, and a lot of them don't know it now. When you fight against God's people, you're fighting against God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And you're definitely going to lose. You can't win fighting against God, read.
But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb.
When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb, what? And called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, right? To reveal his son in me. What happened?
That I might preach him among the heathen.
See, Paul was apostle to the Gentiles. Isn't that right? Yes, he was. Peter was apostle to the church or to the Jewish people. and Paul was to the Gentiles. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he preached, didn't he? Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes. Unto the Jew first. The Bible says he came unto his own, which was the Jewish people. And his own what? Received him not. The Jewish people rejected Jesus. And some of the Jews are still looking for Jesus to come. They don't believe he'd come. Isn't that right? They don't believe he'd come. It's sad. Praise God. But God's got something. He's going to bless the Jewish people. The Jews. Amen. He's going to turn back to the Jews. See, the Jews, because of unbelief, God broke them off. Just took them, and he grafted in the Gentiles. The Jews was the olive tree, and God broke them off because of unbelief and grafted the Gentiles in. The Bible said, hey, amen, thank you, Jesus. But when the fullness of the Gentiles come in, what? He's going to turn back to the Jews. Isn't that right? Amen. When the fullness of the Gentiles become in, the saints of God, you know, this is a new year. Let's make sure, saints, that we obey God every day. Amen. We have to obey God every day of our lives. To pray every day. Make sure we pray every day. Get in the Word of God. Amen. That's what we need, don't we? We need to get in God's Word. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 It's food for the soul. That's right. The Word of God is pure. Every Word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Yes. Add that not unto his word, lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. God's word is holy. Amen. It's righteous. It's just. The word of the Lord are pure words. Yes. Thank God. And we need to make sure that we love God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength. Love our neighbor as ourselves. And love our enemies. We can't do it in and of ourselves, can we? No, no. It's got to be the love of God within us. Hallelujah. I want to see souls saved this year. I really do. I really, 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 really want to see souls come in to God's kingdom, get saved and full of the Holy Ghost and live for God. I want to see that. I really do. Last year, I didn't see much near what I feel like I should have saw. I mean, I've been asking God to just lead and guide us and direct us and show us what he wants us to do. And God will do that. He want to lead us. He wants us to follow him. Amen. Hallelujah. So God knows all things. I just gave those examples. And I got another scripture here. Psalm 145, verse 16. Psalm 145, verse 16. Oh, wait, look, let's see. All right, read 15 and 16. Listen to this. Will y'all listen to these two verses here, please? Listen to them, will you? Stop right there. The eyes of all wait upon thee. That's everything. As of all, wait upon thee, all right? And you give them the meat and do all the animals, everything that God take care of everything. Isn't that right? He's control of everything. That big lion, they wake up wanting food, but God supply it. The eyes, what was that verse say, verse 15? The eyes are upon thee. Uh-huh. Thou givest them their meat in due season. What does verse 16 say? Openeth thine hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Do y'all believe that? I believe that. I believe because the word of God, I believe it. Amen. God is a great God. He made this world and he's in control of it. God, amen. God's in control. He's sovereign. He's in control. Hallelujah. And let's read one more verse. Psalm 104, verse 21. Psalm 104, verse 20. What does it say here? The young lions roar after they pray. You hear that? And they seek their meat from God. See, God caused everything to be fed and kept, doesn't he? You better believe he does. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful. All right. We're going to go to God is omnipotent. Which means he's all-powerful. And he has ultimate authority over all things and all creatures. Amen? You better believe he does. Over all things and all creatures. Hallelujah. Psalms 147, verses 13 to 18. I'm going to read some scripture tonight. Psalm 147, verse 13 to 18. What does it say there? God's omnipotent. He's all-powerful.
For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates.
Uh-huh. Talking about his people. Strengthened the bars of thy gates, Israel. Yeah.
He hath blessed thy children within thee.
He blessed your children within thee. All right.
He maketh peace in thy borders.
Maketh peace in thy borders. Amen. See, God, when Israel walked right, God gave them the best, didn't he? He gave them the best. He really did. And when they would turn aside from God, God let the enemy come in and vex them, give them problems, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. Saints of God, God is good. Read.
He sent forth his commandment.
I hear that? His word runneth very swiftly. The word of God runneth very swiftly. When God sent the word out, hallelujah, is to get the job done. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. His word runneth very swiftly. And God's people, we're the ones to get the word out there, to publish it. Publish the word. Isn't that right? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right.
He giveth snow like wool.
He giveth snow like wool.
He scattereth the hoar frost like ashes.
Yes, he does. All right.
He casteth forth his ice like
morsels. It's all of God's. How many of y'all seen icicles? Y'all know what icicles are, don't you? I know back home we used to, them icicles grow on get on the side of the house and all on the trees and all. Icicles, boy. All that ice. But it's all belonged to the Lord. God gave us, didn't he? He gave us these things. The Bible says God gave us richly all things to enjoy. Isn't that right? But it tells us to do good. Amen. Read.
Who can stand before his cold?
Hallelujah. He sendeth out his word. And he melteth them. God is in control, saints. We got to know that God's in control. It's his wind, isn't that right? Remember Jesus told Nicodemus, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou heareth the sound thereof. You can't tell once it's coming or where they go. So is there one that is born of the Spirit, the wind. It's God's wind. The natural wind and the spiritual wind. It all belongs to God. Amen. Read.
The waters flow.
Hey, good. That's good. Isn't God faithful?
Amen.
God is all powerful.
Yes.
He have all power. And when Jesus rose from the dead, what did he say? All power was given unto me in heaven and in earth. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. All of it. Thank God. We have a Savior. That love us. No, we have a Savior that that love, he loved us so much till he died for us. But he didn't stay dead. If he hadn't been able to, he rose the third day as he said he would, didn't he? He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'm going to raise it up, and he did what he said. Hallelujah. And he ascended on high, led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. And Jesus, he ascended on high, and he's making intercessions for us. Thank God. He's praying for us. I thank God for my Savior. We have a Savior tonight. We don't have to be ashamed or afraid. God don't want us to fear nothing. We don't have to fear nothing on this earth, really. If we fear God, one preacher said, one man said, I fear God so much I don't have to fear nothing else. I think that's good. If we really fear the Lord and love him with all our heart, now that's reverential fear. We don't, you know, we understand what fear means, don't we, when it comes to God. We don't have to think God going to knock us over dead when we're living right. He's not going to do that. But he loved us. He loved us. And he wants us to be obedient to his voice. Amen. Isn't that right? Now, God chastises people, doesn't he? Amen. Better believe he does. Absolutely. Why does he chastise? Because he loves us. That's the reason why he chastises. Amen. He don't want us to just run out there and run wild and do everything. You know, he know how to stop us. Amen. Doesn't he? You better believe he can stop us when he wants to, before he wants to. Amen. Because he loves us. And he wants us to be faithful to him. He wants us to be true to him. He wants us to walk worthy of the vocation where we've been called. God has called us to a high calling. Haven't he? Yes, he has. And that's holiness, isn't that right? God called us to holiness. We're living in a sinful world. And a lot of the preachers are preaching a lot of damnable doctrines. Amen. Isn't that right? It's sad. It's really sad, you know. And some of them got big congregations, you know. And, you know, but... Amen. That's right. And that's what it blinds leading the blind. But God's got a faith, some faithful people. Some people that will not back up from truth, but go forward. Tell it like it is. Live a whole life and tell it like it is. And that's what it takes. Isn't that right? You know, Peter and John at the beautiful gate, remember them? Hallelujah. That as they was getting ready to go in at the hour of prayer to pray, this man was there begging, wasn't he? He was begging. And as they got ready to go in, he asked an alms from them. And they would give me something. And what did Peter say? Seven gold have I none. But such as I have got something, but I don't have seven gold to give you. Seven gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And Peter took him by the hand and hallelujah, pulled him up, and he began to leap and jump and praise God. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't? You can't, you lame, and God just healed you like that. You should praise God, because it's a miracle. God's a miracle worker. Amen. Some people say miracles, the days of miracles are over. They are not. God's still healing the sick. God's still raising the dead. Isn't that right? God is still doing the things that he did in the days of old. Amen. But we got to believe God. The pastor been preaching about faith, having faith. When we pray, believe. When we pray, when we need to believe, he bringing it out and making it plain to us. We're not supposed to pray and then believe it. And now we'll try to get the faith later. No, no, no. When we pray, we should have the faith right there. And you know what? In the word of God, when Jesus healed many people, many times he would say, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. Isn't that right? Better believe it. Right. Came to Jesus. Remember, hallelujah. 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 According to your faith, he said, be it unto you. You've got to believe. All that come to God must believe he is a rewarder. And isn't that right? Of them that diligently seek him. We've got to believe. You can't get by in unbelief. Unbelief hinders God. It does. Unbelief hinders God. But if we believe and do what God say, all right. We're talking about God's being all-powerful, all right? He is powerful. He's all-powerful and have ultimate authority over all. Amen? This doesn't mean, however, that God uses all his power and authority at all times, right? For example, God has power to destroy all sin, right? But he had not chosen to do that. He got a time set for that. Isn't that right? It's in God's hands. Amen. In many cases, God limits his power, channeling it through his people. Amen. He channeled it through his people. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 10. God's omnipotent. All right? 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 10. What does it say?
Unless I should be exalted above the abundance of revelation.
This is Apostle Paul talking. You know, see, God used Paul powerfully. Isn't that right? Unless I should be exalted above the merit of the abundance of revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh. A message saying to buffet me, lest I should be exalted. In other words, God gave that thorn so he wouldn't get too big for his britches. In these cases, his power is dependent. Listen, God's power is dependent upon the degree of availability and submission to him. Isn't that right? And we'll submit ourselves to God and be available to him. Deny ourselves. Humble ourselves. God will use us. Isn't that right? But we have to give God the glory. We've got to give God the glory. All the glory. Isn't that right? Thank God. Ephesians 3:20. Look at that verse. And Paul gave God the glory, didn't he? Yes, he did. Paul gave God the glory. Peter and the apostles gave God the glory. Remember when Peter went to Cornelius' house, and when he went in, Cornelius kneeled down, and Peter took him and said, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." You got to deny yourself. You can't. We can't take the glory. It belonged to God. Remember, we read about Herod that didn't give God the glory. What happened to him? The worms ate him. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. God's not going to share his glory with another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It all belonged to him, doesn't it? Ephesians 3:20, what does it say? Ask or think. Unto the power that worketh in us. Amen. The power worketh in us. Isn't that right? If we'll yield to the Lord, live holy and pure. This year I want to yield to the Lord more than I ever have. I ask God to help me. I want to yield to him and be obedient to his voice. Amen. Because God want to use us. But we have to be yielded to him. We have to humble ourselves and deny ourselves and pray and seek his face and get into scripture. Amen. And God will use us to do what? To bring glory to his name. To bring glory to his name. Amen. I've got just a few more verses here and I'll be finished here. Now, this is, we're going to, omnipresent. I mean, all powerful. That's all we're going to deal with that tonight. Maybe next week I'll deal with how God is transcendent. But we're talking about him being all powerful. All powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. God's merciful, isn't it? God's merciful. All right. Let's end with this tonight. Remember, what chapter did I assign everybody to read? Psalms what? Can somebody tell me? Can anybody tell me what chapter I told? I signed everybody to read Psalm. That's it, Psalm 136. Let's read a few verses of that tonight. Let's read 10 verses of that tonight. Psalm 136. Yes, talking about God's mercy. All right? Verses 1 through 10. Brother Mikey, if you don't feel like reading, I'll read it. Now, I want everybody to be reading. Now, when it says mercy and do it forever, I want everybody to read that. All right. For his mercy and do it forever. For his mercy and do it forever. For his mercy and do it forever. For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. What are the great lights? The stars? The stars in the sun, right? The sun to for his mercy endureth forever.
The moon and the stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that spoke Egypt in the first place.
For his mercy endureth forever. That's good. That's verses 1 through 10. Talking about the mercies of the Lord. We need that mercy, don't we? We need God's mercy. We need it. And the word of God said, blessed are the mercy for what? For they shall obtain mercy. You got to be merciful if you want to receive mercy. Isn't that right? But many people want mercy themselves, but they don't want to give mercy. It don't work that way. Does it? It don't work that way. Oh my God. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't it? Remember how Jesus showed so much mercy when he walked the earth? The Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, they came up against him and they lied on him and tried to trap him in his speech. But he loved them, didn't he? Because of his mercy, his grace. Amen. His loving kindness. His loving kindness. His hasid. 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 Hasid, yes. Amen. Loving kindness. Mercy. His joy. His joy. His strength, his peace. Don't we need all of that? Amen. As God's people? Amen. God wants us to display
Yes. These
things, amen, that he's given unto us, his children. We are his children, the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. How many of y'all believe that?
Amen.
One more scripture. It's one more. Psalm 85, verse 10. Read this one. I want you to read that scripture. Psalm 85, verse 10. Listen to what this say.
Mercy and truth are met together.
Listen at this now. Mercy and truth are met together. Go ahead. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. What do y'all think about it? Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? Give the Lord a hand clap. Give God a hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God, Brother Mike. God is so good. Amen. Now, y'all, chew on that scripture, all right? Psalm 85, verse 10. Chew on that verse. Hallelujah. May God bless you tonight. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Venable, Sister Venable, and let's pray that God will, as Pastor Venable, that he continue to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And, you know, he's talking about negotiating for building and all. Let's pray that God will lead and guide him, that God will really lead and guide him and direct him. And we know he will. We know he will, because Pastor led by the Spirit of the Lord. So let's just continue to pray with him and hold his hands up. Amen. And pray for Brother Hobbs. I called him. He's in the hospital, but he's as Pastor Benham said this morning, continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for him. That God will heal him and raise him up and give him complete relief. In Jesus' name, amen.